Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
RadioNetwork.com. That's sales at GabRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome back to 7th of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Chuck Martin is our guest, our good friend, 12-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. CEO of Mobile Future Institute, netfutureinstitute.com, right? Is that right, Chuck? Netfutureinstitute.com?
That is correct.
And they can find all your books there, right?
Yes.
And also on Amazon, wherever books are sold, folks. Please check that out. Get one of Chuck's new books, folks. You'll thank me later. I promise you. You need to know what he's got going on. Can they subscribe to your blog or your newsletter there, Chuck?
Yes, they can.
And so, folks, is it free?
Yeah, of course it's free.
Okay, thank you for that. Folks, please, please get to know Chuck Martin. You will, I promise you, you will be glad you did. Hey, Chuck, we've been talking about the Internet of Things. We talked in the last segment. We put our rose-colored glasses on, and we chased little unicorns and rainbows all over the place to think of all the cute, cuddly little things that we can do with the Internet of Things. Now bring us back down to Earth. Now we've got our jaundiced eyeglasses on. and what's the reality? What's the other side of the sword?
Well, where I see this going is that the security will be the responsibility of the company providing the product or service, but privacy is ultimately, I believe, going to be more the responsibility of the individual consumer. And by that I mean the consumer is going to have much more control to say, this is what I will trade of
right.
my behavior for this value that you will provide. So some consumers will say, I will let you track what store when I go into your store because I like your store and you give me deals. This other company, I don't get really good deals. They're not really servicing me well, so I'm not giving them any information. And they'll be basically clicking things, yes, you can do this,
well,
no, you can't do that.
We do that now. I mean, if I'm following a story, if there's an article I want to read, and I find out that it's on a site that I don't know the people, and they want me to subscribe to get through their firewall to read the article, if I don't know them, I just do without the article. I just go away.
Right. Well, that will happen exponentially at much higher speeds.
Right.
Where someone will be selecting and deselecting a brand. And this is going to have huge implications for consumer product CPG companies, for fast food restaurants,
mm-hmm.
for local stores, because consumers are going to be turning information on and off. And then companies are going to be buying to get this information because all of a sudden they don't have the information that they used to have.
Mm-hmm.
The customer doesn't yet know about. They haven't really grasped opt-in, opt-out.
Right.
Everyone does it when they sign up for something that nobody reads the fine print, as you
right.
know.
Right.
But ultimately, all that stuff's going to be automated, and it'll be made very easy for the consumer to be selecting and deselecting pretty much everything. And it might just be by a look of an eye.
Are you concerned that the more we carry this out to the last mile of potential, the Internet of Things, all this connectivity, and as you mentioned earlier, the computer chip in the hand by some of those employees in the one segment we talked about? Are you worried that at some point in time we're going to become so beholden to digital, to the electrical? Power digital that we could literally be in jeopardy of. We could literally be, our lives would be tethered to the electrical currents working. And
well, we're already there.
Well, but still, no. At this point in time, we could, if something horrible happened, we could go scratch out a living. But I mean, 100 years from now, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, AI, artificial intelligence, is going bonkers right now.
Yeah.
In terms of what it can do. There's one company I know of, a global company. They used to buy advertising through an advertising agency. They're now, all their advertising planning is done by a computer.
Yeah.
In real time.
Right.
So they don't really.
They're mining data. They're mining data in real time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they don't even know what it is because the AI engine is doing it, and,
right.
and they just see the result. And the
right.
result is very positive.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is now that they've done all of this, what they're doing now, they're adding people back into the equation because the technology can't do everything. It doesn't have intuition.
Right.
It has data.
Right. It has data that can be manipulated, but not data that can make decisions.
It can't yet figure out the unknown.
Right. Hey, Chuck, there's so much more you got to teach us. Will you come back again real soon?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you for that. I need a website again, please.
NetFutureInstitute.com.
Folks, please go there and check that out. Subscribe to his newsletter. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Chuck joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.